Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of April 2024. Essence: sweet children, in order to claim the full inheritance from the Parlokic Father while living at home with your families, exchange everything you have. This is a very big business. Question: in which aspect does the knowledge of the drama help you children very much? Answer: when your body has an illness, the knowledge of the drama helps you very much, because you know that this drama will repeat identically. There is no need to weep or wail over this. The karmic accounts have to be settled. This sorrow is experienced to be nothing when compared to the happiness of 21 births. When there isn't full knowledge, you have discomfort. Om Shanti. God speaks. God is the one who doesn't have a body of his own. It isn't that God doesn't have a name, form, place, or time. No, God doesn't have a body of his own. All other souls have bodies of their own. The Father now says, sweetest spiritual children, sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. In any case, it is a soul that listens, plays a part, and acts through a body. It is souls that carry the sanskars. It is souls that experience the fruit of good and bad actions through their bodies. No one experiences anything or suffers the consequences without a body. This is why the Father says, sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. Baba is speaking this knowledge to us. I, this soul, am listening through this body. God speaks. Man above. Renounce your bodies, including all your bodily religions. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Only the one Father who is the God of the Gita tells you this. God means the one who is beyond birth and death. The Father explains, my birth is alaukik. No one else takes a birth in this way, in the way that I enter this one. You should remember this very well. It isn't that God does everything, that he is worthy of worship and a worshipper, or that he is in the pebbles and stones. They show 24 incarnations, the incarnations into a crocodile and a fish, the Parasuram incarnation, Ram with an axe. You now understand whether God would sit and incarnate as Parasuram and commit violence with an axe. That is wrong. Just as they have said that God is omnipresent, in the same way, they have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. This is called immense darkness. That is, they don't have this knowledge. There is light through knowledge. Now there is the immense darkness of ignorance. You children are now in extreme darkness. You know everyone very well. Those who have no knowledge continue to perform worship, etc. You now know everyone, and so there is no need for you to worship anyone. You have now been liberated from worshipping. You are now making effort to become worthy of worship deities. You were worthy of worship deities, and you then became worshipper human beings. Human beings have devilish dictates, and this is why it is sung, "Human beings were made into deities." It didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. He makes you into deities in a second. As soon as you recognized the Father, you began to call him Shiv Baba. By saying Baba, it enters your heart that you become the masters of the world and the masters of heaven. That one is the unlimited Father. You have now come and instantly belonged to the Father. The Father then says, "While living at home with your families, claim the inheritance from the Parlokic Father. You have been receiving your worldly inheritances, and you must now exchange the worldly inheritance with the inheritance from the Parlokic Father. This is such a good business. What would a worldly inheritance be? This is an unlimited inheritance, and poor ones are able to claim it quickly. He adopts poor ones. The Father is the Lord of the poor. It is also remembered, I am the Lord of the poor. Barat is the poorest of all. I come in Barat, I come and make it wealthy. The praise of Barat is very important. It is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. However, by saying that the duration of the cycle is so long, they have completely forgotten this. They understand that Barat was very wealthy and that it has now become poor. Previously, grain, etc., all used to be exported abroad from here. You now understand that Barat is very poor and that this is why they give help. It is like that. When an important personality fails, people decide among themselves how to help that one. This Barat is the most ancient of all. Barat itself was heaven. At first, there was the original eternal deity religion. It is just that they have lengthened the duration, and this is why they have become confused. They give so much help to Barat. The Father too has to come in Barat. You children know that you are claiming the inheritance from the Father. You are exchanging your inheritances from your physical fathers with the inheritance from the Parlokic Father, just as this one, Brahma, did. Look, you receive a crown and a throne from your Parlokic Father. There is a big difference between this sovereignty and that donkeyship. It is said, follow the Father. There is no question of starving to death. The Father says, look after everything as a trustee. The Father comes and shows you an easy path. Children have faced many difficulties, and this is why they call out to the Father, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, have mercy. No one remembers the Father at times of happiness. Everyone remembers him at times of sorrow. The Father now shows you how to remember him. You don't even know how to remember him. I myself come and show you. Children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Parlokic Father, and your sins will be cut away. You receive happiness by remembering Baba, and all the suffering of your bodies ends. You souls and your bodies will both become pure. You were so pure. Then, while taking rebirth, souls have been covered with rust. They receive old bodies, just as alloy is mixed into gold. The jewelry of pure gold is also pure. It has that shine. Jewelry with alloy mixed in it will tarnish. The Father says, "You also have alloy mixed in you. That now has to be removed. How will it be removed? Have yoga with the Father. You have to have yoga with the one who is teaching you. That one is everything, the Father, teacher, and Satguru. Remember him and your sins will be absolved. He is also teaching you. You call me the Purifier and the Almighty Authority. The Father explains to you in the same way every cycle. Sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, you have come and met me after 5,000 years. This is why you are called the long lost and now found ones. Now renounce the arrogance of your bodies and become soul conscious. You have been given the knowledge of souls, which no one but the Father can give. There is no human being who has this knowledge of souls. None of the sannyasis, saints or gurus know this. They don't have that strength now. Everyone's strength has been reduced. The whole tree has reached a state of total decay. A new one is now being established. The Father comes and explains to you the secrets of the variety tree. He says, previously you were in the kingdom of Rama, and then, when you went onto the path of sin, the kingdom of Ravan began, and the other religions then came. The path of devotion began. Previously, you didn't know this. Go and ask anyone, do you know the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation? No one will be able to tell you. The Father says to you, devotees, you can now judge for yourselves. You can even write on boards. What would you call an actor who doesn't know the director, creator, and principal actor of the drama? We souls come here and adopt bodies to play our different parts, and so this is definitely a play. The Gita is the mother and Shiva is the father, and all the rest is the creation. The new world is created through the Gita. No one knows how the new world is created. At first, there are only you souls in the new world. This is now the most auspicious confluence-aged world. This world is not old and it is not new. This is the confluence age. This is the top knot of Brahmins. In the variety form image, they neither show Shiv Baba nor the top knot of Brahmins. You have shown the top knot at the top. You Brahmins are sitting here. After the deities, there are the warriors. In the Copper Age, they are worshippers of the stomach. Merchants are represented by the stomach in the variety form image. And then they become Shudras. This is a somersault. You simply have to remember the somersault. This is a pilgrimage of 84 births for you. You remember everything in a second. We go around the cycle in this way. This image is right and that image is wrong. No one except the Father can have the right picture made. The Father explains through this one. This is how you perform the somersault. Your pilgrimage takes place in a second. There is no question of any difficulty. You spiritual children understand that the Father is teaching you. This company of the truth, Satsang, is the true Father. Other company is false. The Father establishes the land of truth. Human beings don't have that power. God alone can do that. God alone is called the ocean of knowledge. Human beings do not know that this is praise of the Supreme Soul. That ocean of peace is giving you peace. You perform the drill in the morning too. You become detached from your bodies and stay in remembrance of the Father. You have come here to die alive. You surrender yourselves to the Father. This is an old world, and these are old costumes, and so you have distaste for them. You want to leave them and depart. You should not remember anything. You have forgotten everything. You even say that God gave everything. Therefore, now give it back to Him. God then says to you, just become trustees. God will not become the trustee. Become trustees and you won't then commit any sin. Previously, there was the give and take of sinful souls with sinful souls. Now at the confluence age, your exchange is not with sinful souls. If you donate to sinful souls, the sin of that will accumulate on your head. You give it in the name of God to sinful souls. The Father doesn't take anything. The Father would say, go and open a center and many will be benefited. The Father explains, whatever happens, it continues to repeat identically according to the drama. So then, there is no question of weeping or wailing. It is good that the karmic accounts are being settled. Herbalists say, all the illness will erupt. The Father also says, all the karmic accounts that remain have to be settled either with yoga or with punishment. Punishment is very severe. It is better for the accounts to be settled with illness, etc., rather than with punishment. The punishments are very severe, so it would be better if you settled everything by illness, etc. That sorrow is not experienced to be anything when compared with the 21 births of happiness, because there is so much happiness. When there isn't full knowledge, there is discomfort in illness. When someone falls ill, he remembers God a great deal. That too is good. You have to remember the one alone. He also continues to explain to you, those people remember gurus. They have so many gurus. Only you know the one Sat Guru. He is the almighty authority. The father says, I know those Vedas and the Granth, etc. They are the paraphernalia of devotion. No one can attain me through those. The father comes into the world of sinful souls. How can there be charitable souls here? I enter the body of the one who has taken the full 84 births. This one hears everything first. Baba says, you are able to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance very well here. Although storms will come here too, the father still continues to explain. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. You heard the knowledge in this way in the previous cycle too. You continue to listen to it day after day. A kingdom is being established. The old world also has to be destroyed. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Wake up early in the morning and perform the drill of becoming detached from your body. Do not remember the old world or your old costume. You have to forget everything. 2. At the confluence age, your give and take should not be with sinful souls. Settle your karmic accounts in happiness. Do not weep or wail. Surrender everything to the Father and look after everything as a trustee. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker and bring about self-transformation with the power of realization. The basis of an easy transformation is the power of realization. Until you develop the power of realization, you cannot experience it. Until you experience this, the foundation of the speciality of Brahmin life cannot be strong, nor will there be any zeal or enthusiasm in your activity. When the power of realization makes you experienced in every situation, you will then become an intense effort maker. The power of realization enables you to have easy transformation for all time. Slogan: let love emerge in your corporeal form and become equal to Father Brahma. Om Shanti.